Anchor is the easiest way to make a podcast. Anchor gives you everything you need. It's one place. And by the way, it's for free. You can use your phone, your tablet, your laptop, whatever. Creation tools allow you to record and edit your podcast so it sounds great. They'll distribute your podcast for you. You can be heard everywhere. Spotify, iTunes, Apple, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can easily make money from your podcast with no minimum subscriptions. So what are you waiting for? Get started right now. Download it. You know you want to. Let's go. Hey everybody, I'm Lee Houston with my brother Greg McCray this morning. How you doing?
I'm fine, bro. How you doing?
I'm good, man. What's going on? What's on your mind this morning?
Man, you know, seeing Ring of Honor, you know, making a big comeback, watching Samoa Joe on AEW, man, just seeing Samoa Joe back wrestling is a great, you know, scene for wrestling for me.
Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Samoa Joe is, I'm upset that he released from WWE, but hopefully he'll have better life outside the E.
Yeah, Samoa Joe, throughout his career, always put on 5-star matches no matter where he was at. I remember seeing Samoa Joe first in Impact Wrestling, and his rivalry with Kurt Angle is, to me, the greatest Impact rivalry of all time.
Yes, sir, man. That was awesome. Let's talk real quick about, let's start with Impact Wrestling's Rebellion right quick, get the card together. So far on the card, I got a lot of stuff going on, y'all, excuse me one second. Alright.
Impact Wrestling, you know, got some good things going on with them. Hoping they get things turned around to become a major player in the game again.
Yeah, I'm pulling this card, y'all. Give me one second here. But yeah, I agree with that, man. Impact Wrestling at the time was the bomb. Well, not the bomb.com. It was okay. Then it died down for a little bit. You know.
And back in the early days of TNA Wrestling, they was better than WWE to me, especially when they had the six-sided rings. You know, they just brought something different to the programming. I mean, you know, they revitalized Kurt Angle. They really made AJ Styles a star that he was always meant to be. Man, they had a lot of good wrestlers. They was like ECW back in the day, a smaller wrestling promotion that really made those wrestlers that you wouldn't be able to see, made them, brought them to TV and made them a star that they was always meant to be, but WWE didn't give them a chance to be.
I'll give you that in the sense that that Impact Wrestling at the time, TNA, it was unique, you know. That one of the matches that was very unique is the Feast of Fire match. I thought over the years, kind of pattern Money in the Bank. I'm just saying.
The King of the Mountain match was real good too back in the day. You know, yeah. The ladder match where you had to get a pin, then you had to put the belt up on the ring to become King of the Mountain, which, you know, to me, you know, Jeff Jarrett, who called himself the King of the Mountain, came up with the match, and he wanted more than anybody else.
Yes, sir. By the way, that's a ladder match in reverse. You got to put the championship on the thing.
And then if you got pinned, you got put in a cage for, I think, 3 minutes, so that you wouldn't be the next one to get a pin. So that, it was a real unique and a real fun, exciting match.
Yes, sir. One second here. By the way, I got the card up. Before I mention that, Feast of Fire was interesting. Because, like, on one side, you get a championship match anytime you want. The other side, you got four briefcases. One of those, three of the four is championship opportunities. One of the four is a pink slip. So, you get a championship match, you're going to get fired.
And that was an easy way for somebody who either contract went out, or who had to go out for injury, really a nice way to write you off of TV.
Yes, sir. Now, this is the card for Rebellion. Josh Alexander take on Moose.
Trey Miguel will take on Austin, Ace Austin. Trey Miguel will take on Speedball Mike Bailey. He'll have all, wait, I'm all over the place. Trey Miguel, Ace Austin, and Speedball Mike Bailey. There you go. Exhibition Championship match. Jonathan Grisham will take on Eddie Edwards. I'm going to butcher this guy's name. Jonah versus Tamario Ishii. And I pronounce that. I'm going to say Tamahoro. Either Tamario or Tamahoro. One of those two. I hate that name because I can't pronounce his name properly. So, he'll take on Jonah. Tasha Steeles against Rosemary. Deanna Peruzzo, champ to champ challenge against Taya Valkyrie. Chris Sabin, Jay White, Seth McClain, McClain. Three-way match, Violet by Design, Eric and Diener, or Joe Diener, take on 17s in an eight-man tag match, eight-man elimination match for the World Tag Team titles. That's going down April 23rd.
Sound like a good card.
Yes, sir. And I think that if you can't, I'm going to show you how you watch these pay-per-views. You can't afford pay-per-view. I'm going to show you how to get them in just a second. We're going to go across the street to old home base, WWE. By the way, their backlash, I refuse to call it WrestleMania Backlash. It's simply Backlash. I refuse to call it WrestleMania Backlash. That's stupid.
I'm with you on that, bro. I'm with you on that.
I refuse to call it WrestleMania Backlash. But anyway, we have, see here, so far on the card. I say so far because there's always more matches to add, and it's going to be a while, a few weeks out to the pay-per-view. Brock Lesnar has been pulled from the show. It's supposed to get a rematch. For the Undisputed Championship, and they pulled him from the show. I don't know why, but it is what it is.
So Brock a part-timer, spend time to go and rest and, you know, spend time with his family. You know, he's making up way. He ain't got to come all the shows. It is what it is.
Yeah. And so far, we only got two matches on the card right now. Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes. And Charlotte Flair and Ronda Rousey in the I Quit match.
I'm hoping that we can see Cody Rhodes finally win the Universal WWE title. But I don't think his star power is big enough to be that guy to take out Roman Reigns. We need somebody like Drew McIntyre whose, you know, star power is big enough and he's strong enough to take out, you know, Roman Reigns.
Yes, sir, man. And by the way, I would say since this happens to be on Mother's Day, you know, if you wanted, you could just, if you could entice your mama to watch the show with you, that what better way to watch wrestling with your mama? Unfortunately, after personal experience, Mother's Day, mothers and professional wrestling don't necessarily mix.
You're right about that. Mm.
I'll tell you what. Let me tell you the story right quick. WrestleMania 30, New Orleans, Louisiana. I had a wonderful time. My mom went with me. I was going to take my dad. He was disabled at the time. He could go nowhere. So I chose my mom. So my mom, you know, she don't care about wrestling. So she faked it to make it the best she could. Okay? The best she could. Around three matches in. I think this is, I can't remember which order it is. After John Cena, Bray Wyatt. After that match, she had to go. She couldn't take it no more. Mind you, this is a 4-hour show. All that time while she's in the lobby, she's in the car all that time. It's a 4-hour show. So you do the math right there. Anyway, yeah, moms and wrestling don't necessarily mix.
Yeah, she was mad at me for not taking my little brother to wrestling that year. No, but no, love you, mom. I'm sorry.
Yeah, But ladies and gentlemen, if you can entice your mom to watch wrestling with you, that's a nice way to spend the Mother's Day. May 8th, it'll be where are we going to be at here? Let me see. We're going to be in, where is that going to be? 1 second here. The card, okay. Backlash will be, y'all, my internet is kind of all over the place. Y'all need to pardon me 1 second. We're going to be in Providence, Rhode Island. I'm trying to get the words out of my mouth. Providence, Rhode Island at the Dunkin' Donuts Center. May 8th, that's Mother's Day, 2022. I'm excited. Y'all all over the place.
Man, I'm hoping they, you know, put some great matches on the card. I'm wondering if they're going to do the tag team unification match.
That's a possibility. They might also do either if not Monday, maybe at Backlash, Bianca Belair and Sonya Deville.
Oh, it's time for them to take her out of the manager role and make her
a
full time wrestler again.
Yeah. She got tired of signing the paycheck. She got tired of board meetings. She got tired of all this stuff. I want to be in the ring. I'm tired of this suit. Well, let me tell you something. The suit comes off. She got tired of it. The suit comes off, she said. Man, I'm looking forward to Backlash as May 8th, as well as Rebellion the 23rd. Let me ask you something. After Incredible Weekend of WrestleMania last 2 weeks, what was that? 2 weekends ago, how can WWE keep this momentum up?
Well, treat it like, you know, like Xavier Woods said, it's the start of a new season. So, fresh, everything fresh. Time to create some fresh rivalries. Create some fresh new top of the line talent. Bring back the, restore the U.S. and the Intercontinental titles. Make them real relevant again and use them as a stepping stone to bring wrestlers up.
That's my opinion. Like I said, WWE, in my opinion, at WrestleMania, we turned the chapter at WrestleMania 38. And I think it would be smart for them to keep this thing going in a good way.
Yeah, and take care of your business right. Get, you know, your wrestlers out there, let them handle their business. Man, you know, you know, once you build them up, continue to build them up. Create some good rivalries. Get some things that have people talking more than just Roman Reigns. You know, and don't have him so long, but, you know, you make it stale. But, you know, it's good to have somebody up there with that type of star power. You need to build somebody that have the same, you know, build up same amount of star power as him to make that a great rivalry so we can have another great rivalry for the world title.
Yes, sir, man. One of my favorite rivals I'm looking forward to, maybe Cody Rhodes and who did I put Cody Rhodes with? Some of you, I'm telling you, I could put Cody Rhodes with Ricochet. Cody Rhodes with the New Day. Cody versus the New Day, the handicap match. Cody Rhodes against, I don't know. I would have Cody Rhodes work a lot.
Yes, you know, I see Cody Rhodes build him as a secondary champion and allow that to push his star level up to where he can stay in that top tier level. And it's surprising to see how big the crowd is popping for him in WWE, but the crowd was booing him in AEW.
I mean, he was in his hometown one time. But he was in the state where the Rhodes family is very popular. And they booed him.
Yes, no, I don't understand that. But, you know, crowds, you know, are, you know, what make wrestling. So, you know, I can understand that. his wife coming in doing her bad girl thing, I don't think that really helped him too much either.
Yeah. On that subject, there are benefits sometimes if you do it properly when you bring your wife to work. Sometimes it works out, sometimes it's a high miss.
And, you know, Brandy was good at what she was doing. Mm-hmm. And I give her that, you know, but her time's up.
Sure. Like I said, if you bring your wife to work, there's sometimes it works out. If they use your wife properly, like they did Charmelle Booker T, it works out. If they do it properly, it works out. The Miz and Maurice, bringing your wife to work has a benefit sometimes. If they do it properly.
Right. If they do it properly. When they do it properly. Yeah. When it's done wrong, yeah. It go wrong real bad, real fast. Yeah.
I think it's cool that Charmelle is a Hall of Famer. Most people I saw on Facebook, the laughing reactions. I think it's cool because you can't have King Booker without Queen Charmelle.
Man, I'm so happy that, you know, that we got another couple in the Hall of Fame, and especially happy that it's a minority couple of color that's in the Hall of Fame. Mm-hmm. You know, all that they're doing for wrestling, not only in WWE, but what they're doing in building up and making more wrestlers with their reality of wrestling in Houston, Texas. They, you know, train the Usos. They train Roman Reigns. They help get young wrestlers get their mind right and get their wrestling ability right, you know, so that they can make it whenever, wherever they go, major-wise.
Yes, sir, man. I want to check out the reality of wrestling in Houston, Texas. That's 4 hours away from me in Dallas, Texas. I'm in Dallas. That's 4 hours away from me. The reality of wrestling is a wrestling school and a company. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, I watch a lot of their shows on YouTube. Excuse me. And they put on a lot of great shows.
Yes, they do, man. By the way, I want to mention our sponsors, Backup Delivery, Some More LLC. They put the D Delivery. 1-8-1-8-7-7-7. I'm sorry. Hang on a second here. One second. One tiny second. I got stuff all over the place here. Well, anyway. Okay, there you go. Call 1-888-712-2587. There you go. You can drive trucks, got CDL license. You can call them and get paid. Backup Deliveries and More LLC. They put the D in delivery. 888-172-2587. And also, ladies and gentlemen, if you don't have pay-per-view, you want to watch Rebellion, you want to go back and watch WrestleMania 38, you want to watch Backlash, is what you do. If you can't afford Peacock, you can't afford pay-per-view, what you do? Go to google.com. On that top part in the box, click Watch Wrestling. Click the first link. And you find a stream that works for you. Find a pay-per-view, find a stream that works. There you go.
That's how you do it, Greg.
Oh, yeah, that helped me out so much when I was at work and didn't have a way to watch it. And it helped me to watch AEW pay-per-view, my first chance to watch them. And AEW put on a great show when the night when Hangman Adam Page won the world title.
Yes, sir, man. One of my favorite pay-per-views they did, I got to watch. I still watch it all the time. Their last pay-per-view, with that bloody dog collar match.
Yeah, with CM Punk and MJF.
Man, what's your opinion of MJF?
Man, he's the perfect bad guy. I mean, you know, he make you hate him. He make you want to see him lose. And like I always say, that would make Floyd Mayweather rich. You know, everybody want to see Floyd Mayweather lose. And he kept winning. And you just want to say that you saw him when he finally lost. Mm-hmm. Which, you know, when he fought Shane Mosley and Shane had him rocked, I was like, yeah, keep going. And Shane just stopped. And I'm like, ah.
Yeah, man. MJF's kind of guy, like,
he had this promo one time. Hey, I hear he had ABB and how a wrestler impacted his life and everything. And it was an emotional promo. I got suckered in, as always. I got suckered into it. And MJF, and for one tiny second, MJF and CM Punk had shared a moment and then the low blow.
Now, what he do, that would make him a great wrestler. What really make a great wrestler is someone that can do promos and can pull you in and get you invested emotionally in wrestling.
Yeah.
You have two good wrestlers that can bring you in and that can tell a great story within their wrestling. That's a great moment right there.
Oh, man, that is. No, MJF, in my opinion, if they use him properly in AEW, he's going places. That young man right there, he just made 26 years old, young fella in the world of professional wrestling. I'm not gonna call him a vet, a rookie, because he's been wrestling for a long time. But as far as AEW goes, he's a new guy. And if AEW didn't do it right, they have the chance of making it.
And he's a future world champion. And he's the type of world champion that I think gonna hold the belt for at least a year because everybody want to see him lose, and he's gonna find shortcuts and low blow ways to keep his belt and make you want to come in and finally see somebody win. Now, what they need also at the time he wins, have somebody that you bring it up and working up as a great, good guy, somebody like Hulk Hogan back in the day, everybody wanted to see win. Have somebody build up and have him finally get that signature win to take the belt from MJF. That would be perfect for AEW, and that would set them up for a great future.
Yes, sir, man. And one more thing with MJF, we're going to move on. But MJF, he was that pay-per-view with CM Punk. Warlord came out, and he called for the diamond ring. And he's like, I misplaced the ring. Where is it? Oh, and the whole it's too late. Time, guys, too late. This is in my pocket all that time.
See, like that, stuff like that, they're building up Warlow. Warlow is a great power wrestler. And I can't wait to see how high he can get after he finishes, package with MJF. It's going to be a great, to finally see them two get in the ring and get that signature win over MJF, which is going to set him up for even greater superstardom.
Yes, sir, man. MJF, though, that victory of CM Punk, helping out CM Punk, wink, wink, it cost you, though, because now he can't come to AEW whenever he wants. He's still under contract by MJF. He doesn't work for AEW, he works for MJF.
It's a great storyline they're doing with that, and at the end, somehow they're going to find a way to get out from contract with him, get a contract with AEW, and he can come there fully on his own.
Mm-hmm. And in the contract, it's going to sound really wrong about to say, but I got to do it. MJF found himself a Jew. Like the Family Guy, I need a Jew. Get it? But anyway, all right, most of y'all got my joke. Most of y'all just got it. Because most lawyers are Jewish, and they're brilliant. All right, that sounds messed up. The point is, MJF got a brilliant lawyer. And he read his contract out loud. You will only come to AEW when you're booked under the employment of MJF. Can't just show up when you want to. You got to come to work if I want you to work. And I believe Dynamite or Rampage. I missed it. He took on the Butcher.
I can't remember. I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Last time he came out, he ran through security, throwing him all over the place. Uh-huh. And he cost Chairman Sean his match against Captain Sergeant Jeff, and then he let security take him out, and that just pushed MJF over the over the edge, which I love that. Just little stuff like that that make it a great story that they're telling with it.
AEW all together. I remember we all remember their first go around, their first episode. The company formed in December, I believe. Let me see here. Let's go back here. AEW All Elite Wrestling. When we got started here, let's see. Trying to go back and remember this. Okay, All Elite Wrestling. We got started here. The company was announced January 1st, 2019. We got on the air in October or something. Is that right?
I believe so.
I'm not sure on that. We got on the air in October 2nd was when we got on the air. October 2nd, 2019. The first 2-hour production of AEW. We announced it to the world January 1st, 2019. We announced the appearance of AEW as a company January 1st, 2019. We didn't go on the air till October 2019. Every wrestling company, you got to have TV. Let me ask you this. A contract versus being booked once a month. Like, which one is better?
Say
that again? If you're a wrestler, you take bookings once a month versus having a contract. Which one is better for you?
Contract, especially if it's with a really great company that's, you know, doing good things for me and really pushing me in the right way.
Oh, yeah. That's what I'm saying, man. Contract is better because you'll be taken care of. Instead of depending on companies to book you monthly, you depend on companies for monthly booking, you got to wait on them to book you, you know? And you might not get paid till after the show. Back in the day, you didn't have direct deposit. You had paper check. See, back in the day, you gotta wait for your paper check after the show. Now you just get direct deposit. But it's better to have a contract. We take care of you in the contract. You always get paid.
You know, you're permanent, you know, you're long term. You know, things are going to happen for you versus, you know, hoping that you get a good booking soon.
Mm-hmm. You get your royalties, you get your dental, your medical, all that stuff. You get your product, your stuff you're selling, everything, the contract. I think contracts are great for professional wrestlers. I encourage all minor wrestlers to look, if you can, get a company that has a contract employment and go for them.
One that's going to really book you and really push you and elevate you.
And I tell you this, man, if I'm gonna go back in time for you. I saw a picture of Roman Reigns. He was a teenager. Like, not a teen, he was a young man. He was buff, he was strong. He would have whooped WCW's tail for those 84 weeks. Yeah, young Roman Reigns. We had young Roman Reigns, he was buff and he was strong. We would have whooped WCW's tail for those 84 weeks. He would have been untouchable. Unstoppable.
Yeah.
That's the time has changed in the wrestling business. At the time, WWE was the only game in town. All the other companies started doing their thing. And that's fine for them. It's like MVP once said in the tweet, he said, there's life outside the E. The E is WWE. There's life outside the E. He's right. So whatever works for you, go for it.
Working on your future so that you can be set so that you don't have to wrestle in your late age. And then, you know, if you're real good, you'd be able to go off and do other stuff like The Rock and John Cena.
I'm talking about that right quick. The Rock,
like The Rock got the first one to do it. He went from trans from wrestling to movies, and then John Cena for years got on The Rock's case for years about you're supposed to be a professional wrestler. You say you never leave us. Blah blah blah. Now over the years, you see John Cena doing it, and John Cena's I get the picture now.
Something to make money, and not put your body on the line as much. Mm-hmm. And all them injuries really add up, and take a toll on you not only physically but mentally.
Mm-hmm. And we see, and John Cena explained it. I understand now why he did that, because now I understand you can't, if you were to go do doing the movie, you stop, you go do your wrestling thing. First of all, you hold people up. You respecting this project to be done a certain date, and you're doing the wrestling thing, that's cool and everything, you're holding this up. And if you get injured in the wrestling thing, that's going to affect the movie.
Right. And it's not just you, it's all the other people that's along with you that's doing the movie.
Yes, sir.
A whole lot of big people getting paid in it.
Let's say you're an actor / wrestler. I'm going to leave acting for a while and go back to the wrestling for a little bit. You break your nose in the ring, that affects the movie.
Hey, when John Cena and The Rock had their second of their two great WrestleMania main events, that second one, The Rock tore his abdominal muscle, and he had a big movie on plan for after that, but it had to be pushed back for him to heal up.
Mm-hmm. So I'm glad that John Cena finally gets it now. The Rock paved the way for the other people to do this, and the time wasn't easy.
Right.
Check out Morbius in theaters right now. Actually, it's better that Sonic topped this. Like, you don't have to worry about so many people in theaters. So check it out whenever you can. If not, check out the DVD Morbius. It's kind of the first from Marvel. A little dark. Have you seen it?
Not yet. I haven't had a chance to take time to go back out to move theaters yet, but I plan on trying to go out soon. And it looks like a good movie for us to go out and see.
It's a little dark for Marvel. Marvel's trying to turn towards the radar era. Yeah, the PG thing is a little bit different. Back to wrestling, though, ladies and gentlemen. We are getting close to Impact Wrestling's Rebellion. AEW had a show. They're going to be, they were in New Orleans last night, in fact.
Yes.
In New Orleans.
In Louisiana.
Yes, sir. They're going to be in Caldwell, Texas this Friday. Look it up here. I'm trying to find the exact show here. Okay. They're going to be live. Either we're live or tape. It's going to be in Caldwell, Texas. That's going to be Dynamite, I think.
How far is that from you?
Not that far. Let's see here. AEW Rampage, I think. Oh, Battle of the Belts. That's where it is. Battle of the Belts. Let's see here. I'm looking it up here. 1 second. When we dial, go to good old internet here, Wrestling Tracks. 1 second here. Battle of the Belts. Look it up here. Okay. It's going to be at the Curtis Colwell Center in Garland, Texas. Garland's not too far from me. Battle of the Belts 2, in fact.
I love that concept. You know, it's their version of Clash of the Champions. And they always put on some good shows there.
Oh, yeah. Every champ should be on the line at Battle of the Belts 2 this Saturday. If you don't have pay-per-view, like I said, go to google.com, type in Watch Wrestling. And you can watch this pay-per-view there. Google.com, type Watch Wrestling in the box. Click on AEW Battle of the Belts. And you can watch it there on Stream Networks. But I but no, I'm sorry. This is gonna be on regular. This is gonna be on TV. This is gonna be on TNT.
Okay. Yeah.
I thought it was a pay. I thought it was a pay per view. It's gonna be on TNT. There you go. If you can watch on TV on TNT, then. So.
And also on Good Friday at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, they're having a big show with Adam Cole versus Adam Page in the Texas Deathmatch for the AEW title.
Yes, sir, man. And it's going to be good. So, so far, Battle of the Belts. Let's say it again.
Battle of the Belts this Saturday.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's cool, though. Also, we got Thunder Rosa and Nyla Rose over the AEW Women's Championship. Nyla Rose is questionable. But hey, man, do what you do. I'm not gonna go in much detail, but you guys know the story. Nyla Rose is a transsexual in the wrestling business. AEW, they had me the first to do it, because let me tell you something. In WWE, hell no. Openly gay is one thing. Trans and WWE, I don't think so. They're not that open.
She deserves to live her life
the way that she wanted to live.
Yes,
sir. And
she is transgender, and she earned
the right
to be here now, earned
the
right to be in wrestling. And you know what? You know, happy for you. Do your thing.
Yes, sir. Thunder Rosa will take on Nyla Rose for the AEW Women's Championship. Scorpio Sky, Sammy Guevara for the AEW TNT Championship. Jonathan Grisham against Dalton Castle. Or the ROH Championship, Ring of Honor Championship. All titles be on the line as well. Battle of the Belts this Saturday. Actually, it's on tape it Friday, air it Saturday. April 15th will be taped as Friday. Good Friday, they'll tape it. Air it Saturday night, April 16th, the day before Easter.
Man, great weekend of wrestling. You know, AEW, you know, doing some big things this weekend.
Yeah, man. So we got Impact Wrestling Rebellion, we got Backlash, and we got Impact on Going Order. Impact Rebellion, Battle of the Belts, and Backlash. I'm going to order because Backlash ain't till May. So those awesome time for pay-per-view.
I'm kind of hoping that, you know, Roman Reigns, you know, said that, you know what, he's tired of holding both belts, and he give up one of the belts sometime in the future, so we can have another world champion without him really losing the belt, and, you know, let him continue to run SmackDown.
I don't know about that, man. Like, how many times are we going to do the Undisputed thing and the Unification thing? Come on, now. We've done this so many times.
To me, wrestling is so much better, especially in WWE right now, you know, that you have a world champion, one on SmackDown, one on Raw. You know, I didn't agree with, you know, them doing the unification this year,
uh-huh.
But it happened, it came about, this is what we got. It's like in the sport of boxing, you know, they unified the title belts, and then, you know, person decide they
want to
move up and wait
until
they split the belts back up. Know
it right there, right there. I'm making this prediction. It's by SummerSlam. That's a couple. That's a while from now. I want to say it's in August, that's in July or August. SummerSlam. We're going to split the titles back up.
Yeah, that'd be a great time to do it. No, because no. Yeah, we only so long, it'll be good to have an undisputed world champion. But, you know, with somebody you're going to have as dominant as Roman Reigns, and you still have people that you want to build up to being superstars, top-tier superstars, you know, you want to have a second world title, continue building that, continue to help you make money.
Mm-hmm. Time will tell as we go further. I can't wait to see it. It's going to be awesome. But in the meantime, we're going to say goodbye for now. I want to thank my brother, Greg McCriffy, who will be tonight.
this morning, excuse me. Drop it tonight with David Burton, hopefully. I get David Burton on the show tonight. I will continue this tonight at 9 o'clock. I'll see you guys soon. Thank you, brother, for joining me. See you next time, everybody.
See you next time.
Have a great day, everybody.